What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
College football expert Phil Steele. You can find him on Twitter at PhilSteele042 on the X. And also you can find his magazine, his Phil Steele's famous college football preview magazine, only available in stores at Barnes & Noble and Books a Million. Phil, I appreciate you joining us. I don't know, is this busy season for you or is this the off season for you? Because obviously most of your work is done throughout March, April, May.
Yeah, no. This right now, this is my off season. I'm working maybe 60 hours a week doing a bunch of TV and radio shows. But you know, during magazine season, the 7 months of the magazine, we're working 80 plus hours a week. And then during football, it's 100 plus hours trying to keep track of 65 games each and every week during the season, and got to set up with 12 TVs in front of me. So right now, yeah, this is my casual time of year.
I didn't know there were 80 hours in a week to begin with, Phil.
Just that setup too, man. That's awesome.
Every year, I'm the one who goes on the mission to find a magazine. I know where to go. I go to the same place every year. I go to the same Barnes & Noble I always go to. I buy the magazines for our show, and I hand them to the guys, and I said, all right, got any questions? Index is on page 4. And we're sitting there before a show the other day, and Mike goes, hey, what's VHT mean?
VHT was a bad one on me, man.
I said,
threw a curveball at me.
The index is on page 4. I said, hold on. And I said, it is very highly touted. How do you come up with these little abbreviations for the magazine, and honestly, why did you decide to work those in, or was it a way just to put in more information?
Yeah, it was basically to put in more information. In the early years of the magazine, the type was, you think the type's small now, it was even smaller in the beginning, and then we started using the abbreviations. And back then, when the magazine started, back in 1995, 31 years ago, abbreviations weren't that common. Now everybody texts and everybody has abbreviations, so they're getting to be more and more common. But yeah, it's basically to save space. I try to cram as much information into the magazine as possible, so we abbreviate constantly. You know, when ESPN, I think it was 3-4 years ago, or about 5 years ago, they hired me full-time, and I was writing for them and using abbreviations. Like, no, 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 you can't use abbreviations when you're writing for us. So it changed a little bit there. But, yeah, it was basically for space.
Well, it's basically stamped in our mind. Page 4. That's where we need to go. We are joined by college football expert Phil Steele on the morning shift. Now, Georgia Tech has made some strides last year under Brent Key, Phil. What can we expect from them this year as they hit the ground running against Colorado?
You know, you look at Georgia Tech the last couple of years, they played a brutal schedule. And this year, the schedule actually lightens up a little bit for them. And I think that makes them a legitimate ACC contender. You got Haynes King at QB, Jamal Haynes at running back, Malik Rutherford at quarterback. So they're solid there. And then the offensive line Brent Key is always going to have a solid offensive line. They got Keelan Rutledge, if you see him up front. They are a little young and inexperienced, but he feels it's a quality bunch there. And defensively, plenty of talent. I think when you look at the schedule this year, I do think Georgia Tech opens up with a win at Colorado. Colorado lost a lot from last year. Really, the only games I've got him a true underdog in are home against Clemson and against Georgia in the final, which, of course, Brent Key really wants that game badly. And then there's some toss-up games on the schedule, like at NC State, at Duke. But I think Georgia Tech this year, after years of battling a brutal schedule, now faces a more manageable one and is a legitimate ACC contender.
Well, let's talk about that Georgia game that you mentioned. That will be a game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Georgia, obviously, with some questions, and Gunnar Stockton will be playing quarterback, it looks like, for them. They have to plug some holes. And we're at the Atlanta Falcons training camp. They got Jalen Walker, about 20 feet away from us right now hitting the weight room. So they do have some questions to answer. But, Phil, we talked earlier in the week about Georgia's schedule. And there seems like there's a lot of games along Georgia's schedule where it's kind of like I don't know which one's the toughest. Week three, you got Tennessee in Knoxville. You'll welcome Bama in Texas into town. You do have the neutral site games against Florida and Georgia Tech. Where do you see Georgia landing this year, and what kind of predictions are you making for them in a year where they didn't probably go as far as they wanted to last year?
Yeah, and, one of the reasons they didn't go as far as they did last year, especially during the regular season, was their three toughest games last year during the regular season were Ole Miss, Alabama, and Texas. They had to play all three of them on the road last year, and they lost two of them. Still ended up winning the SEC, but then, of course, lost Carson Beck to injury and then lost the playoff game. This year, they probably lack the star power they've had the last couple of seasons, but overall, this is a talented team. Defensively, you go to the third string, they've got five stars at third string as usual. They do a great job recruiting. I think the defense will be top-notch once again. Gunnar Stockton gives them a little bit more mobility at the quarterback position. The offensive line, they lost four guys, but they got a lot of guys coming back this year. I think they'll be solid, but the schedule is better. Their three toughest games are Alabama, Ole Miss, and Texas, but all three are at home between the hedges, and they haven't lost at home in 5 years. In fact, it was all the way back in 2019 is the last time they lost a home game. So I actually have them favored in all 12 games this year, and I've got them listed number one in the SEC, partially due to the schedule where they get the three toughest games at home.
Phil, you have Arch Manning is your number two All-SEC. Nussmeier is number one at quarterback, but you left DJ Lagway off. Why is Arch on there and a guy like Lagway, who we've seen a little bit and seen what he can be healthy, not?
Yeah, the key for Lagway is going to be staying healthy this year. And there were some injury concerns. He missed a good portion of the spring. They're questionable for the fall. So, I mean, those concerns probably had me drop him off. But if he stays healthy all year, he's got a great supporting cast. When you look at the offensive line, I rate it number five in the country. He's got my number 14 set of running backs led by Jaden Baugh and some dangerous receivers with Sturtevant and Wilson. So I think he could have a huge year. Remember, he's 6-1 as a starting quarterback if he stays healthy. Now, with Arch Manning, no, he doesn't have the experience coming into the season, but he does have a great surrounding cast. They look good when he was played last year. He did get two starts in. Granted, it was against a couple of weaker teams, but did see some other action during the year. My biggest question mark with Texas might be the offensive line, where they lose four starters. But Texas may be the most talented team in the SEC this year coming into the season. They have to play Ohio State on the road, Georgia on the road, Oklahoma and Dallas, and Florida in the Swamp. So they've got some tough games on the schedule. It might be like Ohio State last year. Remember, Ohio State they lost two games during the regular season, didn't beat Michigan, didn't win the Big Ten. But once they got to the playoff, the most talented team won it all. And that's what Texas might look like this year.
Well, it's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking with college football expert Phil Steele. Phil, who do you think would be a surprise team, a surprise school this year?
I'm going to go with the Oklahoma Sooners, coming off a 6-7 season last year.
Wow.
When you look at Oklahoma, there's no question marks about their defense. Last year, their defense held opponents to 87 yards per game below their season average, sixth best in the country, eight starters back, best defensive line in the country led by R. Mason Thomas. Secondary is loaded, and they'll be top-notch there. Their problems last year were on the offensive side of the ball, and they had zero returning starters on the offensive line. The offensive line struggled all year. The receiving corps was down their top five receivers due to injury. At times, this year they get those injured players back, like Deion Burks, an NFL prospect. Plus, they add in some players. It sort of reminds me of Clemson. 2 years ago, Cade Klubnik had a banged up receiving core. He lost his top three guys prior to the year, and he only had 19 touchdown passes and 9 interceptions. Then last year, he got those injured receivers back. They added some receivers, and all of a sudden, 36 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. So it shows you how a solid receiving core will help. And I think Oklahoma's receiving core goes from a weakness to a strength this year. The offensive line's now a veteran unit. They add in Jade Knott from California at running back, who was the top running back in the Pac-12 2 years ago. Banged up last year, but he's 100% now. And then they bring in John Mateer from Washington State, a QB, a dangerous runner and passer at the quarterback position, plus his offensive coordinator from Washington State, Ben Arbuckle. Also, the schedule. Last year, they only had 3 SEC home games. Well, this year, they only have 3 true SEC road games. So the schedule gets, well, difficult. It gets easier this year. I think Oklahoma's got a shot at going from 6-7 to a playoff berth.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wow, that's crazy. They do have an away game that'll be down there in Tuscaloosa. It'll be a get-back game for the Alabama, but I'm with you. I think they're going to be a tough get. Phil Steele joining us here on the morning shift, talking college football, getting us set as a lot of these teams are now in training camp. Phil, I'm curious to get your take on this. One of the conversations we had earlier as the AP coaches poll comes out is about quarterbacks. And really, it's not about, you know, athleticism or talent level, but kind of confidence to me. When I look at this list of quarterbacks, especially in the top 10, but really throughout the top 25, I don't know which guys I'm confident in. You're going to hear names like you mentioned, Garrett Nussmeier and, you know, Cade Klubnik and DJ Lagway and Lenora Sellers. Who do you think, in terms of quarterbacks in college football, specifically inside of the top 25, do you feel the most confident that will be there at the end of the year and possibly have a run at a Heisman Trophy?
I'd have to list. Well, first of all, Nussmeier should have a big year at LSU. He threw for over 4,000 yards last year. He's got an excellent receiving core. Should put up big stats, probably be in the mix. Arch Manning is already the preseason favorite to win the Heisman. Tremendous supporting cast around him. Drew Allar of Penn State is a guy that's now in his third year as a starter. He improved from 59% to 67% last year, and I think I think Penn State might have the most talented team in the country, and I think those guys would be your top candidates. But my favorite to win the Heisman this year is Cade Klubnik of Clemson, and when you look at what he's got around him, he's got my number 2 receiving core in the country, my number 2 offensive line in the country. I think Clemson might have the most potent offense this year, and when you look at their schedule, I've got them favored in all 12 games. So if you're putting up big numbers, you've got the most potent offense in the country, you're 12-0 and undefeated at the end of the regular season, I think you got a great shot at winning the Heisman. So my pick to win the Heisman this year is Cade Klubnik.
Hey, Phil, real quick, you have Penn State number 1. And in your preseason poll, Penn State coming off what the college semifinals, you have Ohio State defending national champion but replacing some at quarterback, and then Oregon replaced someone as well. So you think Penn State's the best team in not only the Big Ten but the country?
Yes, I'm going that route this year. It's the first time in the 31 years of the magazine I've picked Penn State number 1. And, you know, they've got the same formula that both Ohio State and Michigan had the last 2 years. Michigan 2 years ago had a lot of players turn down the NFL, opted to return, senior-laden team, homegrown team. What I mean by that, they're not using 60 new players in the transfer portal. These guys were recruited by Penn State as freshmen, and now they're seniors. And I'm going to have a blog on philsteele.com later this week about the homegrown teams and how it benefits them. But going back to what I was talking about, last year Ohio State had a ton of players turn down the NFL, opted to return, senior-laden team, NFL prospects, they won the title. And this year Penn State fits that category. They only lose five players to the NFL draft. Guys like Danny Dennis-Sutton, a defensive end, Zane Duran, a defensive tackle, both first-round draft picks, opted to return this year. They've got Drew Allar, a veteran quarterback. And if you look at all the top teams from last year, very few return their starting quarterback. Only Penn State and Clemson among the top teams in the country. They have my number one set of running backs in the country with Nicholas Singleton and Katron Allen. They also have Quentin Martin and Corey Smith, a couple of VHT freshman running backs from last year that got their feet wet and are ready to contribute to be stars of the future. They have my number one rated offensive line. Weakness for Penn State was probably wide receiver, and that's the one area they really addressed in the portal. They bring in Kyron Hudson from USC, Trevor Pena from Syracuse, Devontae Ross from Troy. They are a complete team. Now, they've got to get past Ohio State, but they've given them battles each of the last couple years. They're the much more experienced team. I think this is the year they break through, and they do look like the most talented team in the country. I'm going with Penn State to win it all this year.
Wow, man. And you know what? You actually kind of talked me into it, Phil. I was sitting there. I rolled my eyes when you started, but after that, you know what, man? You're such a legend in the way you do it. You talked me into it. So I appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, Phil.
Hey, a lot of fun talking football with you guys, as always. Appreciate you having me on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.